Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And with us today is Richard Berliner, CEO of Berliner Communications, which trades on the OTC bulletin board under the ticker symbol BERL. And Berliner is a nationwide self-performing full turnkey service vendor for the wireless community. Thanks for joining me today.
You're very welcome. Glad to be here.
Great, Richard. Now, start off by talking to us about the company being selected by Cox Communications to assist with the design and construction of their 3G wireless networks.
Well, the way we've agreed with Cox to do this on the press release basis is to let the information that was in the press release stand as is. You know, there's really not much to add. We've agreed to work with them, and we are happy to do it as an experienced contractor in the industry. But without, you know, going into any further detail that they may or may not want us to disclose, the bottom line is we are doing this on a non-exclusive basis, so they are working with other people in the industry. And so we want to help, and that's the MO of our company, is we help where we can. And we work with companies like Cox with deep relationships, and that's the important thing.
Great. And talk to us about the company's two divisions that you launched last year.
Well, we felt that one of the things that was a real hot topic amongst our customers and our potential customers was the green energy space, which was sort of driven at the very early stages by the FCC mandate. For FCC rumor of a mandate that they were going to ask for at least 8-hour battery backup on every site in America so that the backbone of the wireless infrastructure would always be on no matter what kind of power grid issues we had. So the FCC has postponed that decision-making or that ruling for a while. But what's happened is the customers have gotten very, very interested in the green energy piece, meaning – can I cut my costs and my emissions if I use a micro turbine rather than a generator? Can I use solar in areas where I'm not on the grid and I'm in the desert and I have tremendous amount of sun on that site all day long? Can wind power augment my power usage on sites where I can cut my electricity costs and things like that? So green energy has gotten us into discuss this topic with customers that we hadn't really been deep into for a very long time or at all. So it's just become something that was topical, it was timely, and we've gotten a tremendous response. The other piece of it is that we saw a need for companies that were using backhaul alternatives rather than just, you know, call up the phone company and the phone company would come out and bring copper or fiber, that there are now ways to backhaul the network using commercial-grade fiber from utilities, from railroads, from cable companies, et cetera. And it really kind of set people back on their heels that there were alternatives to either you go to the phone company or go microwave. And we've done, I think, an effective job of pitching them on alternatives. And so it's really, you know, listen to your customers, do what you think, or help them to do what they think they need. And I think it's been effective. I think both areas have gotten us into a ton of discussions and some orders so far in these two areas.
And talk about some of the trends that you see in the marketplace and how well positioned is the company to really capitalize on them.
Yeah, that's a great question. The bottom line is, you know, even in a tough job market, your cell phone is your connection to the outside world. And regardless of what is happening with your personal situation, your job situation, if you want to tie on to a new firm and they want to reach you and you don't have that cell phone, it's going to be very difficult. The value proposition for us is to use the opportunities that are out there with people expanding networks and doing new things. For instance, what's coming down the pike is the WiMAX situation out there has created a lot of new work for us, in addition to something called LTE, which stands for long-term evolution, which is really the jump to full IP-based networks. And so there are a lot of interesting things going on in the wireless business, and we think it will hold up in general better than most segments in the industry. So we're very positive on our business going forward. You know, we've shared the same trends for the better part of our fiscal year, the early part of our fiscal year, that a lot of folks saw, which is, you know, sort of transition periods for some of these technologies. And now with the Sprint deal with Clearwire, and now Clearwire having announced that it's building out its network, that LTE is a real deal for the carriers bringing it to market. You know, some carriers are still cranking away at UMTS, which is the data play, to get them to 3G. So there's a lot going on in the industry right now. If you look at it and you jump to what the customer will see in terms of their usage, it's more the ability to use your cell phone as a credit card, the ability to use it as a GPS device, more data, Facebook downloading, MySpace, those sorts of things. The greatest thing that's happened to our business has been MySpace and YouTube, because people are now really going forward to use wireless as a technology to download and to watch and to listen and to interact. So that's a great trend. And, you know, every technology change means we ring the register here at BCI, and we need to update networks in helping them to make sure their network is top shelf.
Certainly. And can you tell me what are some of the things that differentiate BCI from the other players in your sector?
We are a what we call a self-performing vendor, meaning you give us the work, we do the work. Now, there are certain aspects of it that we don't do in-house, whereas we're not a licensed electrician in every jurisdiction in the country, et cetera. But generally speaking, we're doing the work with our folks. So that's kind of the good news. The industry for a long time had a period where many companies got involved in the business, and carriers gave work to companies, it gave work to companies, it gave work. So it was sort of, you know, a Tower of Babel situation a little bit, whereas we have sort of, you know, one point of contact, one button to press in order to give customers great service. And I think that's a really important differentiator. Also, we tend to take a very enlightened approach to the companies we deal with. We do have subcontractors because, again, we don't do everything, but those subcontractors are treated to a subcontractor bill of rights, to online payables network, to other things that we do to work with them. And I think it's become a great opportunity for us to really get close with those folks. In addition to that, our nationwide presence is a big differentiator, meaning that if you need work done anywhere in the country, we've got 20 offices around the country, and you can come to us and we can get it done for you. We're not in every city, obviously, but we are in every metropolitan area that's important. And the third thing is our approach to the industry. We're probably one of the few companies in the business, in the wireless construction, wireless infrastructure support and development business, that's a branded product. We're a branded name in the industry. And so, therefore, that sort of helps in terms of getting in to discuss what we can do to help with carriers. And we have a very, intimate approach with them. And our tagline on our ads is, your trusted partner. So, is this a panacea? Frankly, no. We exist in a lumpy business. Carriers give out work, when they feel it's appropriate. But in general, we think that we are the absolute sort of top of the heap when it comes to getting this kind of work done. Is do we exist in the sexy part of our industry? Probably not, but we think that especially in the day and age we're in right now with the Obama administration focusing on doing things, getting real work done, we're a company that actually does real work. We've built probably three quarters of $1 billion worth of wireless infrastructure over the 15-year history of the company. And so, therefore, we think it's a very persuasive story, and we think that good things are ahead in our future.
And in terms of the way that the company works within the industry, are partnerships an important part of the model?
Yeah, partnerships in a philosophical way, certainly. As a matter of course, generally speaking, partnerships are only as good as really the intentions of the parties. So we really exist in a situation where we partner with folks who want to partner with us and we want to work with. The thing I think that's the most important part of this, the partnering between our 400 employees and the customer's employees and how that relationship works. That's a very complex and important part of the whole puzzle here, and it's one that we really are proud of.
And perhaps you can walk us through a little bit about some of the background and experience of the management team at Berliner.
Yeah, I personally have been in the industry 25 years. I got in when the first switch in the New York market flipped on, and the rest of the management team is what I'd call lifers, if you will, in the industry. Our chief operating officer has been in the business 15 or 16 years now. And so we really have an experienced team of folks. What I think that the hallmark of the company is that when there's a project or when there's a knowledge base that needs to be tapped, we can clearly look around the company, not only at the management team, but at the middle management of the company and see who's got that experience, whether it's in some structured cabling piece or it's the green energy or wherever it might be that we need information and knowledge, we're able to pick it up from our own people. And that's the great thing. I think we want to self-perform. We want to do this work ourselves with a great roster of subcontractors augmenting that team. And we think that the knowledge base and the branded product, the goal of really doing as much of this work sort of with our people in conjunction with others, is really the hallmark here.
And what objectives has the management set for the company over the next 12 to 24 months?
Well, most important thing is developing and deepening the relationship with our customers. You're only as good as your last project in this industry, and we work very hard and really care about that. We are heading for the national show called CTIA in Vegas. I'm on a plane in 3 or 4 hours, and that is a very important part of the branding campaign and our differentiation of BCI, Berliner Communications, with other companies in the business. Each year, we run a large, intimate gathering at one of the clubs in Vegas, basically as a give back, a thank you to the industry for being there and understanding what our pitch is and working with us to develop that relationship. So we're clearly sort of at the vortex of what's going on in wireless. We look at these shows as ways to look at companies that we might acquire because we are interested in doing acquisitions and things of that nature, where we can find real value, not where we, buy at the top and wound up sad later, but very important that we know who we're dealing with in the industry, and we use this CTIA show as a way to do that. I tell people this is in all sincerity. I tell people that the way we really built the company was through the trade shows, and we're there and very active each year.
And yeah, talk a little bit about more about the company's growth in terms of is it primarily organic or is it mostly reached through strategic acquisitions?
Yeah, it's mostly been organic. We have made some acquisitions over time, but in general, the growth has been an organic push. to do more and more. What we've really done with the acquisition is to add cities where we have credibility almost instantly by gobbling up companies that had good reputations in the past, and we were able to grab them at reasonable prices. So I think the interesting thing is, and I say this again, and I already mentioned it, but we exist in a lumpy business. This is not a straight shot to the stars by any stretch of the imagination, but it's a great long-term business where we actually really do work for clients. This is not, moving of paper and, ethereal concepts. This is real work. And so we're proud of what we've accomplished, and we're proud of the fact that every time somebody picks up a cell phone and makes a call, we've been in some way a part of that successful call. And it's gratifying, but is it, panacea, the epitome of, creating a company that's a flash in the pan? Not at all. We are a long-term player in this industry, and we fight hard for that position every day.
And once again, this interview is with Richard Berliner, CEO of Berliner Communications, trades on the over-the-counter bulletin board, ticker symbol BERL. And before we conclude, Richard, what are some of the key reasons that Berliner represents a good long-term investment to potential investors?
I think the most important thing for someone to come away from this interview with is that we are long-termers in the industry we play in. We are constantly on the lookout for additional products. If you look at us like consumer products company, we use line ads to increase our business, to do more things for our customers. And the most important aspect of this is that we look at this as a close relationship approach with our customers. And we think that in our business especially, there are no quick fixes. This is a long-term business where we have to continue to do a great job every day. We think the reason that this is a good value proposition is we really, really work hard to make sure that we do the right thing by our clients, that we do the right thing in the industry, and we bring value to our shareholders. And that's something that we focus on every single day. The management team has a significant stake in the company, and therefore we feel very strongly about what we do. Very passionate about our approach to this business.
Well, thanks for the update, and we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's progress.
Thank you. We really appreciate you taking an interest in us today, and we look forward to spreading the word more in the future.
Great. Thanks, Richard.